tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Oh, and by the way, GOP members.
That's right.
And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, the 26th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, let's make this clear. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, they're always afraid of the truth. The voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out, please go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, again, I just high-five everybody that's jumping on board with me. I appreciate you. You know what's interesting about Facebook to me is when you go on there and you post. I post stuff. I'm very active on there a couple times a day, just for the sake of doing what Facebook has been set up to do.
Spread the word.
It's real simple. It's networking. It's doing stuff on there. But every once in a while, you get some idiot out there saying, you just posted a bunch of stuff. And it's like, well, what's the purpose of Facebook or tweets if you're not active? I mean, what's this about?
Sure. Some people haven't figured out what air is really all about.
You having a problem there?
They're supposed to breathe it, right?
Really?
Yeah, air, but they don't realize that when you breathe it, then you're supposed to be active as well.
There's too many trees in our backyard producing oxygen.
No, but we have to save the trees, though.
No, but I'm saying, should we get rid of the trees?
We could, I guess.
Well, I mean,
get rid of Facebook, get rid of the trees.
Did you understand my point?
Kind of.
Okay, well, I think the point is the purpose of Facebook is to network.
Yes. I get that.
Not to sit there like a lump on a log and do nothing, and you're agitated because someone's networking. That's like someone getting inside of an airplane and being mad at the airplane for flying. Or the car moving. It's like, well, what is this for? What has it been designed for?
Why are your tires moving so fast?
Folks, I think you get the point. If you're a doer, get online with us. Network with us. That's what's going to keep this country stabilized. That's what's going to keep us together as a bulwark against all tyranny.
Amen.
If you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Again, that's double E, Bradley Dean on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Now, what did you do yesterday, Jake?
We had two very special guests.
No, I'm asking you a question. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Oh, when you were on the show with me?
Where were your brains yesterday?
There was another Jake. We had actually two Jakes.
This is the beauty of having a co-host. Yes. Yes.
Yesterday was an awesome show. Kids were awesome.
They're not kids.
I know.
You know, as a matter of fact, at the college the other day, folks, I actually was rebuked by a couple of them. Why did you call them kids? Well, man, I've been calling them kids ever since because they're not as old as I am. They're younger, but they're students. You're right. They're young adults. I agree. The young adults were here. I listened to a little bit of it.
They're doing a lot more than the adult adults.
Well, I thought it was great. Well, that's right. And we've always said that. Yep. If you look in Deuteronomy 1, Moses was bringing the children of Israel into the promised land. Mm-hmm. And God said to him, no, they're not going in. The younger generation, the older generation that said the younger generation would be a prey. Yeah. God said to the older generation, you're not going in. Tell the younger generation that was going to be the prey to the older generation. Tell them they're going in.
That's right.
That's right.
And they went in.
That's right. They have to respond. Yeah. The younger generations do. Because they see the older generations playing politics like the GOP in the state of Minnesota today.
That's right.
They don't have a choice. And the younger generations in which we are standing up for, which we are a part of, we don't have an alternative. Right. What are we supposed to do? Tuck tail and run like they have been over the last five generations?
The tragedy is
I know what we should do. I mean, we see all these moral fallouts. We see all of these tragedies taking place in our country. I'm talking about in the state of Minnesota here. I think what we need to do as the GOP, I think what we need to do is really focus on our talking points. We need a new billion-dollar stadium.
Of course.
That's
what government's for.
That is what the younger generation is really looking for, man. Now they can put their feet down and say they're stable. They can trust their government. Are you stinking kidding me? Are you kidding me, GOP in the state of Minnesota?
That's the talking points.
Is this why everybody's in their own camp beginning to attack within?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I've seen this today. You got a senator coming forth today, Thompson.
Yeah.
What are you guys saying to the GOP? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right?
He's actually a first termer, and so he's actually taking it up, saying, look, we came in supposed to do this, and you're doing the same thing.
Because they haven't changed. They are the establishment. Folks, all the way across the boards in this country, the establishment is the problem. Right? And I'm not talking about bucking the system, folks. I'm talking about bucking the system that the establishment wants to say is the system when, in fact, it's not the system at all.
They're the ones bucking the system.
They totally are because they're not standing on the principles of who they're supposed to be and what they've been voted in to be a part of.
Yep.
And to work as they represent we the people. They've forgotten that part of it.
Oh, yes, they do.
And you know what's interesting, too, is these folks in Minnesota, they forgot who they work for. They think they're going to go around and bully people into submission to do what they want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you, GOP? You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn & Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I just went online. WorldNet Daily did a piece on us, by the way, which I thought was really cool.
Just posted on Facebook, folks. You can check it out.
Very well balanced. Unlike the ground feeders in Minnesota here. Ground feeders are those that don't have enough credibility, and the only people that really read their papers or their blogs is the GOP.
That's right.
Tell the truth and shame the devil, doll.
It is. I've heard some.
You know, the WorldNet Daily, is, as a matter of fact, I just posted it on my Facebook. Do you have it on your Sons of Liberty?
Sons of Liberty Facebook.
Okay, check it out. Folks, if you haven't done it yet, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Or is it Sons of Liberty on Facebook? And just like, and we'll keep you posted as to what's going on here.
Yep.
We've been with GCN, I think, going on, 8 months now?
Yep. They just did an article, too, yesterday. We posted it.
Did they?
Yep.
What is it called?
It's called, let's see here.
Did you read
it? Minnesota GOP warns college Republicans not to hold Bradley Dean event. But it was very balanced, just like you said.
That's like the devil sitting there saying, the devil warns you not to listen to Jesus Christ and what he has to say.
Or even worse than that, the angel of light. They don't even call themselves the devil. Yeah. They call themselves GOP.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But they're the angels of light.
Oh,
because they come to deceive.
I guarantee this. Bradley Dean calls the GOP devils.
The devils.
Now, put it into context, ground feeders.
Well, there was one.
I know. Just don't even. Listen, if you even say any of their names, they're going to post them.
Oh, no.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to get T-shirts saying that Bradley acknowledged me. Maybe. No. We're not going to acknowledge them. We're not going to make them famous, and we're not going to put their name out there.
I did hear one.
Because they're not worthy.
That's right. I did
hear. It's not reporting. It's smearing. That's all they do.
It's an opinion blog.
That's it.
And gossip blog.
No credibility whatsoever.
The National Enquirer, right?
I mean, folks, when you step into a pile of manure or a dog doo-doo when you're walking down the street, do you acknowledge it or do you clean it off?
Clean off.
Okay, and you don't go around and you don't keep it on your shoe and go, hey, man, everybody smell, right? No, you don't do that. You get rid of it.
Smell my blog. Come on.
Totally. Because that's what it smells like.
I did. We just brought up last break, Dave Thompson, a Republican, stepping up for the principles and values.
Good for him.
Well, there's only a couple bad apples in there. But the problem is so many of them capitulate and go with it. Like the congresswoman that we talked about the other day in the state of Minnesota.
She's supposed to be a Tea Partier, too, by the way. Folks, and don't forget about her in
that's
the state of Minnesota. Okay.
Makes a statement and then apologize for it. They've goes back on it. There's no moral backbone.
I'm sorry for telling the truth.
That's right. But everybody who follows my Facebook.
They didn't like it when I corrected them for their errors.
What's worse is they're not in public, you know, forceful about what they believe in. But
no.
In private they are.
Yes.
The private meetings, the Tea Party meetings, the Facebooks.
Sure.
That's when they share with all their friends so that nobody else can find
out. Let's go back to my point. WorldNet Daily just did a piece.
Yep.
It's great. It really is cool. You want to know why it's great? It's fair. Mm-hmm. Do I like everything about it? No. Do I think it was fair? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, New York Times did a piece on us.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Not that I liked everything about it, but at least it was in truth.
Yeah.
And he put it into context. He didn't lie about anything.
Mm-hmm.
He told the truth. And that's what he said he was going to do.
He didn't have an agenda when he wrote
it.
He wrote it.
It was great.
Yep.
It really was. It surprised us, though.
Yeah, totally. It was a little bit like, what?
Yeah, we were at the state fair, folks, and all of a sudden a guy comes up and hands us his card. Right? Yeah, my name is Serge Kowalowski. I'm from New York. It's like, hey, Serge, what you doing here? Well, I'm going to do a piece on you guys. Okay. Why, Serge? Well, what did I do now, Serge? Oh, no. I'm an investigative reporter. And I thought, oh, okay. Maybe this guy will tell the truth then.
Yeah.
Because he's got some credibility, I hope, right? And he did. And we went and looked at some of his stuff. And he actually reported what the facts were. And it was great. I think Serge is a good guy. And you know why I think he's a good guy? Because he did what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
And that is rare reporting. Okay, enough of that.
And it came from New York Times of all publications.
Totally. And that's what people were saying. They were saying that was like, whoa, they gave you a good rap. It's like, well, I know what they did is they set a precedent is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they dysfunctionalized all of the leftist baloney that they've thrown out there by telling the truth. See, folks, that's what it does. Truth exposes error.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. Back to the WorldNet Daily piece. GOP, what's the headline, Jake?
The headline is GOP in fight over a rock pastor's message.
I'm not a pastor. I cannot
say. Is that part that you didn't like?
I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. Folks, I can't stand. I'm Reverend Bradley Dean. It's like, guys, I'm not like 65 and gray. I'm 6'5", built. I look like Elvis Presley with long hair, my wife tells me.
She does, really?
Yes, but back to the title. Well, Bradley, what is the title have to do with you looking like Elvis Presley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a bent nose, though, because I got it broke twice.
Well, he did know Taekwondo.
Yeah, he did. I'd have knocked him clean to the floor,
I
dude.
I don't know. He's pretty good at jump kicking and stuff, probably. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's go back to the point.
Okay.
WorldNet Daily. Bob Underoo.
Mm-hmm.
Fair report.
Yeah.
Fair reporting. Why? Because the facts are in there.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm not a pastor. I'm a preacher. God makes men what they are. Men don't make men what they want to be. God ordains men. Men do not ordain men.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Men have ordained too many hirelings. We don't need hirelings. We need anointed preachers. God does that. Man does not do that. So can someone, for the life of me and for their sake, get the name? Just put preacher, okay, guys? Because I'm not a pastor, and I'm not an evangelist, okay? Just call me a preacher. Well, Bradley, you know.
Do you mind if I call you preacher?
Ephesians 4 talks about, you know, the apostle and the prophet and the teacher and the pastor and the evangelist.
Yes.
Which one are you? All of them!
Why not?
Paul said he became all things to all men to win the more to Christ. I'm all of them. Sometimes you're apostolic. Sometimes you're prophetic. Sometimes you're in the teacher mode, which I love being in that mode, by the way. Sometimes he'll anoint you to be an evangelist. So sometimes he'll just
how about pastor?
To be a pastor. Yeah. You know, I guess so. I better probably shut my mouth
sometimes.
While I'm ahead of the game here. Okay. So you know what? Partially, I am. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think pastors got such a bad rap because of modern day pastors.
Yeah, my wife just emailed me and she said, "You look better than Elvis."
Better than Elvis.
I
put that in your blog. Huh?
I concur. I think she's right though. I really do.
Hey, why disagree?
I got 7 pounds to go, and I think she's right.
Good deal.
You know, a guy took a shot at me at the college the other day, and I said, you're just mad at me because I look like Rocky. I'm 6'5", and I'm built. And see, when people are insincere with me, you just got to deal with people on their level. If that's where they want to go, and they like
that.
To slither on the ground. Yeah, I called them out. Remember? Do you guys remember that? Yeah. They both did. Well, Heather did.
Yeah.
Jake's like, well, where was I?
Yeah.
Why are you probably running around chasing some folks or something.
Doing something. I'm taking a nap somewhere. I'm sure.
What I want to do is, okay, so folks, if you'd like to, go check that out, WorldNet Daily. See, folks,
turn the front
as promised,
page today on WND.com or on our Facebooks.
As promised.
Yep.
We're not just on the radio. We're in the colleges. We're in the schools. Oh, by the way, a side note. As everybody's laughing at Barack Hussein Obama for being the tyrant that he is, which he is, the guy's got enough brains to get off his guess what tour just 2 days ago.
That's right.
His college tour.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have is you have Obama going into the schools, into the colleges, capping on the GOP, and rightfully so, which he has no credibility whatsoever to be capping on anybody.
Yeah.
But the point is he's in there capping on the GOP, and you know where the GOP is, folks? I can at least tell you this in the state of Minnesota. They're attacking anybody that's standing for the principles of the republic in which they're supposed to be standing for.
In the colleges.
So no wonder he's in the colleges capping on them for what they leave undone. Yeah. They're hypocrites is what they are.
Yeah.
And again, folks, that's why you have a left, is because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. That's a fact.
Yeah, you don't have to campaign against that. They campaign against themselves.
No, but you have these guys in Minnesota attacking us for doing what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? And so what happens? So what happens? All of a sudden, from within, they begin to attack their own.
Yeah.
See, you got to be careful of that. You don't want to set up a firing squad on yourself, folks. And the way that you do that is when you're not in the battle doing the right thing, all of a sudden what will happen is you'll turn on your own. And that's what you're seeing in the state of Minnesota right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing what they should be doing, they're selling out to special interest groups, namely the stadium right now.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why they're going for the stadium right now, speaking of the GOP in the state of Minnesota, is because they're trying to look like the hero to those that have money.
Yep.
That's all they're doing. They're trying to appease the upper middle class. That's all they're doing. Do we need – I thought we had a financial crisis in this country, and they're talking about a new stadium. Wait, let's stop abortion first. Let's deal with the moral issues of the day. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's right the wrongs before God. And then let's stand back and see what the Lord does as we're working with him in the process.
It's like they think we're going to fix the economy, and that's going to make us morally better. If we could all just be rich, we would all behave ourselves.
No, I think
we'd all make right choices.
Or
good
what
laws.
We could do is we could just go out and commit adultery, and then, you know, we can go out and act like the good guy in front of everybody. But behind closed doors, we're committing adultery, or we're...
Yeah.
We're going broke, and you're going broke because you're immoral.
That's right.
That's just that simple.
But they think if we're rich, then we won't be immoral.
Goes hand in glove, folks. Hand in glove. When we come back, I'm going to do a comparison of the good, bad, and the ugly. I'm going to go to Martin Luther King, Eric Little. I'm going to show you how these people in their own country call them traitors. Benedict Arnold, Jesus Christ, Ben Franklin.
The founders, Thomas Jefferson, maybe
David,
perhaps.
Eli.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot, your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Martin Luther King, I'm talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? He was called a communist by his enemies.
You know, he's a preacher, he's a communist.
I think that's the problem, Jake. Everybody knew he was a Baptist preacher. He said... I remember he was asked a question on Michael Douglas back in the early 70s. I got film on it. Mm-hmm. So are you a communist? And you could see it just agitated him that someone would be so stupid to ask him the question.
Yeah.
And he said, I highly doubt that I'm a communist. I just happen to be a Baptist preacher. See, the problem with that is, again, he was a Baptist preacher. And a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin. And that's exactly what Martin did. The civil rights movement, by the way, was an issue of law. It was the people that were too stupid to figure it out, and it was the people that ignored the law that made it a black-white That's right. thing. So Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel. Here, I want to read a letter to you folks just to show you how adamantly set his enemies were against him. I'm going to read this letter, and then I'm going to tell you who wrote it after I read it. This is crazy stuff. This went to Martin Luther King Jr. from one of his enemies. King, look into your heart. You know you're a complete fraud and a greater liability to all of us Negroes.
Ooh.
White people in this country have enough frauds of their own, but I'm sure they don't have one at this time that is anywhere near your equal. You are no clergyman, Martin Luther King, and you know it. I repeat that you are a colossal fraud and an evil, vicious one at that. King, like all frauds, your end is approaching. interesting. You could have been our greatest leader, but you are done. Your honorary degrees, your Nobel Prize, what a grim farce. And other awards will not save you, King. I repeat, you are done. The American public, the church organizations that have been helping Protestants, Catholics, and Jews will know you for what you are, an evil beast. So will others who have backed you. You are done, Martin Luther King. Folks, guess who wrote that letter?
J. Edgar Hoover?
You're correct.
Was it? I was guessing.
I didn't know it was the FBI's job to go out there and disrupt the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
This was J. Edgar Hoover, folks.
So instead of being an investigator, like most reporters do this day, they've got the agenda and they're going to prove it. So Edgar Hoover had his agenda and he's going to prove it by using the FBI, right?
Let's take it another step. Who actually did all of this insurrection, this domestic insurrection?
Yeah.
Who planned this? Who paid provocateurs to disrupt civil rights marches?
Yeah, FBI agents.
That's right. Listen carefully, folks. The FBI. Who told us this? Who gave us this information? Former FBI agents. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that that was their job, dude.
Yeah. It's not their job.
Is the FBI constitutional?
Oh, I'm sure they'd find a way to figure
it
out.
When you look at this back in the 60s, who were they working for? Were they working for the people or were they working for themselves?
Well, the government embraced them and sucked them in.
Yeah. How did J. Edgar Hoover control those politicians?
Blackmail.
Yeah, blackmail. Yeah. What was he trying to do here? As a matter of fact, when Martin Luther King, as they say, I talked to Andrew Young about this, who was always in the front line with them during the civil rights movement. I asked him, did he ever commit adultery? Andrew Young, his best friend, who is really a friend, said to me, I never seen it, and I didn't know of it. Now, we do know that actually recordings were given to Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther King's wife.
Mm-hmm. He opened them and listened to them with her.
That's right. It was J. Edgar Hoover that compiled the information and sent it to Coretta Scott King. I didn't know that that was his job. What was he so afraid of? Wow. Hoover reported to Kennedy that King, Martin Luther King, was a Marxist and that he was very close to Stanley Leviathan, who was a secret member of the executive committee of the Communist Party. Hoover informed King that Leviathan, who was a legal advisor to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, was a member of Communist Party. However, when King refused to dismiss Leviathan, which he did, by the way, the Kennedys became convinced that King was himself a communist.
So Hoover must have liked the Kennedys.
No, I think just like Robert was afraid of J. Edgar Hoover because of what he had on his brother John, because of the adultery, so they tried to control him. But see, they found out that they couldn't control Martin, and when they found out that they couldn't control him, guess what happened? They became more vicious and more vicious and more vicious.
And the secret to it is you can't control morality. It is what it is. You can try to exploit it, but it's only going to firm its foundation. You can exploit immorality. You can blackmail immorality. But when you're not doing nothing wrong and you're walking in the light,
this is what they do.
Extremely dangerous.
That's right. They begin to vilify you and demonize you. Martin Luther King Jr. was known across this country as a great hero and a great leader in the civil rights movement. Because of his popularity among blacks, his life, family, and home were constantly in danger at various times. He was threatened, harassed, arrested, and even jailed. And by the way, his house was bombed with his wife and children in it. Well, you know, I heard said that if you're not careful, the media will have you hating those that are oppressed and loving those that are doing the oppressing. And what happened is because he was so busy in the movement, people began to pay attention to his fruit rather than what they were saying about him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the media was lying about him because of the fruit that he produced.
Sure.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jesus said the same thing. Listen, if they call me what they call me, they say I have a devil. Well, what are they going to do to my servants? Yeah. What are they going to do to my disciples? They're going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Let me go on to the next one. There's much more on Martin Luther King, by the way. He's one of my favorites. And don't give me none of your baloney. You always hear people out there, oh, you didn't know about Martin Luther this, Martin Luther King that, Martin Luther King that. No. Did you? Did you know Martin?
Well, I wrote a blog.
Well, we sat down with Roger Wilkins, the DOJ, back in the 60s. We talked to him about him. We talked to Sam Kyle, Billy Sam Kyle out of Nashville, that was with him right when he got shot on the balcony in Memphis.
John Lewis.
John Lewis. You guys did. I didn't get an opportunity to talk to John Lewis. And then we sat down and talked with Andrew Young in Atlanta, the former mayor, for about 3 hours. Great stinking guy.
Yeah.
A cool guy. He didn't want us to leave. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So in saying that, I sat there with his friends. I sat with his disciples.
Elvita.
Elvita King. We're doing a conference with her coming up here in September. That's his niece. I'm still trying to figure out what's... Everybody's talking about these... You got to keep in mind, folks, history is written by men who hang heroes. History, and you got to pay attention to that first word. His story is written by men who hung heroes. And now I go to Washington, D.C., and God did vindicate the situation. I go to Washington, D.C., and what do you see there? A brand new what?
Monument.
Monument for what? The purposes of freedom. And it's great. You know what? I get so tired when people just say, you know, it's a black-white thing with Martin. No, it wasn't. No, it was not. You don't know your history if that's the case. He was embracing people that had hearts. Eric Little of Scotland, he refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him would violate the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number 4, Ten Commandments. But what did the people of his own country label him? Listen, because he obeyed God, they labeled him as a traitor. However, Little managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch, called favor from on high, from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter, for which he had not trained. Later in the week, Little won that race and was showered with Olympic glory. But look what he went through in process, friends. Leadership, there is a price. Leadership, there is a price. You know, it's been said of the saints of old, and it's true today, it still stands true. Real leaders, Christians, the spirit of the world is to persecute the living ones and to praise the dead ones. That's exactly right. If God permit that we get to the other side in this life, to the resurrection, to be a part of the honor and the glory that belongs only to Christ, then so be it. But history is always going to bring forth the truth because God's going to see to it. The Bible says to those that feared the Lord, he wrote a book of remembrance to such. And you can read that in Malachi 3 as well. Now, what about Benedict Arnold? Everybody knows the name Benedict Arnold. Everybody thought he was a patriot, yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own people. Listen, woe unto them when all men speak well of them. For so did they of the false prophets. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, when you're hated by all men for my name's sake. You have to know the difference between the spirit and the flesh. The law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. When we agree with God's law, then we're beginning to understand the things of the spirit, because Christ came to magnify it. Isaiah 40. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
But when you agree with the wrong that God is offended at, you're in a sad state. You're in a carnal state. A stupid state. Carnal means stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. And that's really what it comes down to. Everybody thought Benedict Arnold was a great guy. Was he?
His fruit showed not.
It totally does. What about Ben Franklin? One of the least religious signers of our Constitution, they say. Who's they? Those that hung heroes. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity in public schools. He was a financial supporter of one of the Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield. Benjamin Franklin boosted church attendance. He was also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the constitutional conventions. Folks, you better know what you're talking about and understand history. Because the last thing you want to do is be fighting against God in any sense of the word. We're going to come back and continue this vein of thought. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, it's another thing that's really important, too, folks, is to understand is when you find yourself in agreement with what God said, man, you save yourself a whole lot of pain.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's the best long-term planning you can do.
What man has to do to finally figure out God was right. Yep. Just open your eyes, friends.
And they always do. They always come to that conclusion. God, she was right.
Let's go to the man after God's own heart, David. I want to fillet this a little bit, slice this up a little bit. David was a man after God's own heart. He was anointed to serve God. He was set for judgment to be a light to the nations. And we still talk about David today. But everybody always brings up those that are in sin and those that excuse themselves and try to say, well, the grace of God covers it. No, it doesn't. It empowers you to overcome it. You're quickened by grace when you're dead in sins, Ephesians 2. Do you remember when David fell with Bathsheba? Folks, he was supposed to be in the battle at that time. He was taking a little time off, and he was feeding the flesh just a little bit. And he looked over at Bathsheba and noticed how beautiful she was and says, you know, I want to have a little of that. And he did have a little of that. And God confronted him for the rest of his life because of a little of that. Now, the point is this. You can see even within a man the difference between the spirit, the righteousness of God, and where man's flesh tries to usurp the spirit. You see in David, he is a man after God's own heart. But when he wasn't under God's covering and he stepped out of it, look what happened. He fell. He got in trouble. But was he still a man after God's own heart? Yes, he was. But again, there was consequence to his sin. And people need to understand that distinction in their own lives. Even when I'm talking about MLK or heroes of the faith, they're still fallible men. They still fail miserably. But not when they're in Christ. And we should be able to see in people's lives just the way Jesus said to make the distinction. You know them by their fruit. And God is glorified when we're unified under the vine, and he is where the branches. How? John 15. By bearing much fruit to our Father. And we always know a man when he's in the Spirit because you see Christ in the fruit. And you always see where man, you know, has the rotten branch where he steps outside of God's covering in his word. So, David, listen to King David, of David. Psalm 109, he said this. This is King David. He said, "Hold not thy peace, O God, my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue," said King David. "They compassed me about also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause." He listen carefully. "For my love, they are my adversaries." It's a spiritual love, isn't it?
Yeah,
the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You know, isn't it funny when people say, I'm winning them to Jesus by being their friend.
Hugs for Jesus.
How are you winning them to Jesus when Jesus... The first prerequisite that he had said was, deny yourself, take up your cross. How do you say that to someone in a nice fashion, folks? Or how about this one? He who hates his mother, or he who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. His sons, his daughters, he's not worthy of me. I'm going to set a mother at variance with her mother or with her daughter and the son at variance with the father. How do you say that in a nice way? How do you win them to Jesus that way, friends? Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. Whoa, how does that work out? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any inheritance with me or any part with me, John 6.
That sounds pretty Old Testament.
But don't you see him winning them to himself?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he does it, but how?
Please
through the
me?
Spirit of God. It's always through truth. Jesus, I'll follow you whithersoever you'll go. Will you? Foxes have...
got their little holes.
They got holes, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. You still want to come this way? Okay. Oh, what about Peter when he was going right after Jesus was resurrected, and Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? He said, yeah, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said again, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, you know I love you. Feed my lambs, Jesus said. He said again to Peter, do you love me? He said, yeah, feed my sheep. And then Jesus said to Peter, he said, when you were young, you went where you wanted to go, but when you're old, you're going to go whithersoever, King James Version, where you don't want to go. Oh, you mean so the spirit is contrary to the flesh? Yeah. They're at enmity one with another all the time. That's why the world labels righteous men as being evil. And see, they have the same Bible that me and you have, Jake, and friends that are listening. If they're not in agreement with the word, they're at war with God. And I can tell you this right now. As a matter of fact, they'll hate you because you are holding to the word. David goes on, and they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. By the way, they did the same thing to Jeremiah. They did the same thing to Elijah. They said he was evil. They said he was bad. Was he? He was preserving life, and he was fighting for it. You have an administration today that wants to label you as violent to be a pro-lifer, to stand up for life. Whoa, it's a bad place to be. What about Paul? They said, we have found this man to be a pestilent fellow, a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone about to profane the temple. Remember what they said of the disciples? It was said in Acts 17:5 through 7 that the disciples turned the world upside down. No, America, they turned it right side up. You're a Christian nation. You are a Christian nation, and we should be able to make the distinction. Folks, when I go online and see what people have said about me, they cannot get it right. And I am humored by it, how sick and twisted. And you know what's even sicker than that? People that talk about you, they don't even know you. But they should be able to look at your fruit and say this about you. And I think people are beginning to finally see it. Let's go back to the WND article, as I started off with at the beginning of the show. I'm under attack by the GOPers for doing what they should be doing. That's right. I'm a part of the younger generation. Keep in mind, who's at war with us? By the way, we didn't pick this fight. They did. Why? Because they don't like you overthrowing their lies.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. They're comfortable. See, but what they've forgotten about is they call it love to leave their kids the fruit that we have to deal with in our country now. They call it love to just sit there and let Obama do what he's doing. That's not why the people in the state of the United, or in the state of Minnesota, have put them in that position to agree with corruption. And they're so afraid of shaking the tree. I mean, God forbid they shake the tree hard enough, folks, that fruit might really fall, that they might really bring resolve. How foolish. People are tired of it. And by the way, it's the younger generation that are saying, no, I'm tired of it. But we have to do it lawfully. And we have to do it constitutionally. And we have to do it as going back to our reformation that we long for. Just like I said at the college the other day, we don't want change. He can have his change back. We don't want it. We don't want him here anymore. We don't want people in the GOP. We don't want conservatives that aren't conservatives anymore. We don't want Tea Partiers that are compromisers once they get into a position. We don't want politicians getting into a position and changing the day that they're sworn in. And by the way, we've seen this with our own eyes. Demigod attitudes. Like all of a sudden now we work for them. No, we're tired of that. People are tired of that. Folks, you need to make the distinction between what's right and what's wrong. And you're learning on a daily basis as to what just that is. And I'm telling you what it is. They compromise. They're lukewarm. And Jesus said, I will spew them out of my mouth. Either they're hot or they're cold. And if they're lukewarm, I'm going to spew them out of my mouth. Well, what's happening is people are holding the spirit of Christ, and they're saying, listen, we don't want no more of this lukewarmness stuff because it's not working for us. We're losing our country. That's right, you are. So put a fire under it, yeah?
This is an article in that article, the WND article, and again, it's on the front page of WND.com or on all of our Facebooks. A gentleman read this, and I think it just sums it up perfectly. After reading the entire article...
The WND article.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that's on the front of WND.com. I'm still unaware of just what it is that the GOP of Minnesota doesn't like about Dean and what he did to get the reaction from them that he has. Everything that I read actually shows consistency with conservatism and Christianity. What is it the GOP is against? Conservatism or Christianity? As far as what Rachel Maddow claims... This is another topic that's in the article,
yeah.
And folks, we've talked about it a number of times on the show. That should prove that he's a good conservative and Christian for her to have attacked him so. Is the Minnesota GOP now trying to play up to the homosexual cause? And attacking Dean is supposed to show the GOP's support for the homosexuals, or pedophiles, for that matter.
Yep, that's really what it is. They're advocating crimes of the pedophiles, and I'll tell you why. Because that's what I'm standing up against. Okay. Get off the younger generation. Jerry Sandusky, William Jacobs, Aaron Bibber. These are men that were just sentenced to 18 years for pedophilia, attacking little kids. And the media in Minnesota is attacking me for protecting our posterity, friends.
Right.
And by the way, there's another piece coming out on that one. We're going to pull the press out for what they'll promulgate. We're going to pull the press out for what they're attacking me for standing up for the younger generation. And what they're doing is they're taking it over to the gay communities. And you know what they're doing with them? They're lying to the gay communities. The gay communities are protesting anybody that says anything contrary to what they want as they attack. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you tomorrow and we'll continue this vein. Matter of fact, folks, when you get a minute, go to 1 Kings 18:17-18. We love you by what we do and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. The Sons of Liberty.